following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports, and it is a happy new year. 2017 is finally here. Wipe away all the bad stuff in 2016. Believe me, man, there was plenty of it, to be honest with you, man. Lots of good people we lost in 2016. Seems like more celebrities this year than ever, in my mind at least. I can't remember all these great people going down in a year. Gotta welcome in my tag team partner in crime, none other than Jeff Rich. Good morning, Jeff. How are you, buddy? Well, and Happy New Year, too, man.
Yeah, good morning. Happy 2017 to you, Dorf, man. I'm ready to look forward. You know, I acknowledge there were celebrity deaths. I know that the Donald Trump story is controversial. You know, the whole election cycle was controversial. But 2017 is upon us, and I am most certainly looking forward to it.
Yeah, I can't disagree, man. Week 17 in the NFL. Some terrible college football to talk about as well, man. Ohio State, you did not show up. Washington, we kind of got what we expected out of you, to be honest with you. But believe me, we're going to dive into this big time. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. So much to talk about here in 2017 as it is the first day of 2017. Man, I'm so excited, I can't even tell you. So anyways, keep it close. Tons of things to talk about. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Now whip it into shape. Shape it up. Get straight.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Now the 2-2, a swing and a pop-up. First base side, foul ground playable. Perez, Santana makes the catch. Ball game. The Indians have won the American League pennant.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This would be the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And just in case you are just kind of like waking up and getting rid of the cobwebs from a crazy, wild New Year's Eve, it's 2017. Welcome. And if you just heard that highlight, that was, we threw Jeff a little bone. If you don't know my partner, Jeff Rich, he's a big Cleveland guy from Cleveland. So he obviously loves those Cleveland Cavaliers, but we gave him a little love on the Cleveland Indians, who had an unbelievable run, man. And when you think about 2016, Chicago Cubs, the Cleveland Cavaliers winning, your Cleveland Indians almost winning, just so many crazy things happen in the world of sports, man.
No, oh, absolutely. I you know, on a generic level, I would say that the championships won in 2016 are kind of the opposite of the downer approach that we all take when we look back at the deaths and, you know, like I said, the election. And you look at the Denver Broncos, who hadn't won a Super Bowl since John Elway retired, despite always being there with the New England Patriots in the AFC. You had the Chicago Cubs, who won for the first time in 108 years, you know, much to my dismay with my interest in the Indians, but still a great story. And then, of course, Cleveland itself breaks its 52-year curse. Storybook ending to that chapter of LeBron James' career, that he comes home. It took him 2 years to get it done, but promise fulfilled. I think that, you kind of wipe the slate clean from the decision. And, I think the biggest story of the year, though, is the Chicago Cubs. And let's not forget that Serena Williams is still dominant in women's tennis.
Yeah, no doubt. Absolutely. Serena, and by the way, tying the knot, Serena Williams, if you didn't know that as well. Listen, I kind of want to get into those football games, the college semifinal games, where we had obviously terrible, terrible football games. I'm sorry, but that was like 6 or 7 hours of my life. I don't know how you feel, people, and I do see people posting comments on the Facebook Live feed, which is great. You can always call us, too, 1-800-878-7529 to get involved on the conversation. I'd love to hear from you. But truth be told, you know, I'm hearing a lot of people or seeing a lot of people telling me, Jeff, that, you know, OSU was young. It wasn't as bad as it looked on TV. Washington, again, I think we got somewhat what we would have expected out of them. They played as hard as they could, but truth be told, Alabama just has better athletes. Guys are harder to take down. Washington had no time to do anything. And I kind of felt the same way about the Ohio State Buckeyes. And my question to you is who gets the blame? I mean, the players obviously go out there and they have to execute. But the game plans that they had, I honestly think if you've got 30, 45 days to prepare and those are the game plans you come up with, you failed as coaches. I'm sorry, but that is the worst performance that I have ever seen out of an Urban Meyer-led team in the history of watching Urban Meyer prepare people for these college bowl games. So this was an all-around embarrassment for Ohio State, embarrassment for Washington, and furthermore, I'm going to take it further, an embarrassment for the Big Ten, who I was very high on coming into the bowl season, Jeff.
I can't disagree with any of that. I will say that Clemson was probably a better team. I think that they were definitely better up front, and that's where the game of football is played. Is
in the trenches, absolutely, man.
You get the blocks. That said, I mean, just nobody played well for Ohio State. Like, Mike Weber is not Ezekiel Elliott, and, you know, he's young. I don't think that he's even going to develop into being Ezekiel Elliott. Completely different type of player. JT Barrett is just – he's not looked good. I mean, if you saw my prediction on Facebook on Friday, I picked these two winners. I picked Alabama and I picked Clemson, despite the fact that I am from the state of Ohio, and, I left many years ago, but, my heart obviously still resides with the Cleveland teams, as we mentioned, and Ohio State, I got a little bit of an affinity for them, but I can kind of take a step back with college football and separate myself from the emotion of who I want to win and to watch the games. And JT Barrett does not look good. He did not look good against Michigan. The defense won that game, and Michigan, for that matter, didn't look great against Florida State, at least in the first half. And the Big Ten has been disappointing. I mean, I got really upset with Urban Meyer for scoring that last touchdown that they did against Oregon in the championship game 2 years ago.
Right.
And quite frankly, that's the last point scored by a Big Ten team in this college football playoff. Michigan State gets shut out by Alabama a year ago. Ohio State gets shut out by Clemson. We're going to be watching these, this Western Michigan Wisconsin game and this Penn State USC game with a little more scrutiny on the Big Ten. Oh no, did we overrate the conference again? Like it said that, happened in 2006 when Ohio State and Michigan were 1-2 and they both got drilled in the postseason by out of conference opponents.
Well, and not only that, I think that Wisconsin now and Penn State both have a real obligation to show up. I mean, bottom line is, hold yourself accountable. Get out there and play football the way you've played it all season long. Michigan got themselves in trouble early in their football game, had to battle back, didn't have enough time to do it. Ohio State was never in the football game. In all honesty,
quarterback play in both cases. Wilton Spate did not play a great game against Florida State, and JT Barrett just looked really bad. I texted you my Cardale Jones take. What do you think about that? Is JT Barrett getting hurt in 2014 the best thing that ever happened to the Ohio State football program?
You know what? I don't know, man. I mean, he did not perform well this time around, but I do understand what you're saying.
He looked good against Oklahoma, but that was 4 months ago.
Right. Again, man, I think, look, I have never seen an Urban Meyer-led team look that lackluster, have that poor of a performance on that big of a stage. I just my mind is blown by the way that Ohio State performed. We expected Washington to be outmanned. We did not expect Ohio State to be outmanned by Clemson, and they literally manhandled them. And you're right, the game is won in the trenches. Your offensive line has to push the defensive line back. If the defensive line is winning all day, they're in your backfield. You have no time to make plays. You have no time to throw the ball. And it just looked it looked like a disaster, to be honest with you, man. I would call that a disaster performance from the Ohio State Buckeyes.
Let me ask you this, because there's going to be a lot of questions about whether they should have been there, especially if Penn State does play well in the in their bowl game, and maybe even if Oklahoma plays well, that you said, well, you took a team that didn't win their conference, and they didn't show up, and they got drilled. A lot of people looked at Ohio State going into the season like they were going to lose to Oklahoma early in the season. This was going to be kind of a rebuilding year and a season full of teachable moments, which it was. But, they got away with it. They got away with it all year long. That Oklahoma win gave them the momentum, even when they just survived Michigan State, even though they lost to Penn State, and they were able to take the momentum of playing Michigan at home and had a great season and find themselves in this playoff. Maybe they should have not even been in a New Year's Six Bowl from the way you looked at this team going into the season.
I feel like the BCS, when they used to have the BCS, I feel like it never got it this this lopsided. And
well, you still have 1 and 2 playing for the championship. You just kind of got some preliminary games.
Right, exactly. But that's my point, is it was never this lopsided where the 3 and 4 teams were that much worse, at least in my opinion.
Well,
again,
we just never got to see it either.
That's true. We never got to see it. But truth be told, I don't think there was that big of separation. So what my point is I think this new system – at this point is somewhat of a failure, but we are getting those two teams that we do want to see. So anyways, I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause. I do hear a little Van Halen in the background now. We gave you a little Devo. Now we're giving you a little Van Halen. So keep it close. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, and you can get involved. 1-800-878-7529. Voice your opinion. Let us know what you think, man. I'd love to hear from you. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Two down. A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time, and the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
In on the streets again. Oh yeah, you think you're in a cookie, baby? You better find yourself a friend.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
All righty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Thoughts, opinions, they're encouraged, they're welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at By Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. We definitely are trying to make it user-friendly for you. Got the Facebook Live thing going. We can hear your opinion at 1-800-878-7529. I want to hit on this real quick, Jeff, before we get back into the college football stuff. James Harden, man, had an absolutely unbelievable performance for his basketball team, the Houston Rockets, against the New York Knickerbockers over the weekend. 50 points. I think you said, what, 16 rebounds and 17 assists, or maybe 17 assists and 16 rebounds, whatever it was. But the first guy in NBA history to score at least 50 and get 15 and 15. And truth be told, Mike D'Antoni may be the best thing that ever happened to James Harden. And honestly, I cannot believe I'm saying that.
Yeah, he's the piece that was missing from that 7 seconds or less offense that D'Antoni ran here in Phoenix with Steve Nash and the Suns. Yep. You know, they could just never get over the hump that was San Antonio. And, man, just having that dynamic, you know, passer-scorer mentality. And, you know, he can be a good defender when he tries on the defensive end. You know, I saw him as a very young player here in Tempe at Arizona State. And he's just developed. He's kind of that sleeper player. I think that when you talk about best players, you know, you're talking about LeBron. You're talking about, you know, Durant and Curry over there in Golden State. And, you know, I think that there's a me-first mentality that kind of puts Harden in the mellow camp, at least in the, you know, in the context of the conversation, more so than in the LeBron camp. And I think that, you know, Houston's got to win basketball games. I mean, if Houston can be a player in the West with as good as it is right now, I think that that garners him a lot of respect. And maybe we need to look at James Harden a little bit differently than we have in the past.
Yeah, you know what, look, and what's interesting about James Harden is I remember watching James back here at ASU. You know, I did go to ASU, and okay, don't get me wrong, I thought the guy was good, but I really thought, and kind of the way the beginning of his NBA career went was exactly the way I thought it was going to go forever, which is this guy's a great offensive threat. He doesn't want to play defense. He doesn't want to do the little things. But all of a sudden, with Mike D'Antoni, all of that has changed, and I just – I'm flabbergasted, man. I really am. And to think about it, it is just – absolutely mind-boggling that Mike D'Antoni is the guy that was able to get through to James Harden and make him a complete basketball player. Look, I get it with Steve Nash, because Steve Nash, he had a pass-first mentality, and it was about getting quick shots and, like you said, the 7 seconds or less here back in the day in Phoenix. But you might have hit the nail right on the head. The missing piece to that puzzle for him to have success all along may have been James Harden and not a guy like Steve Nash, who's a true point guard. Because the truth is that James Harden can hurt you in so many different ways that Steve Nash could not hurt you. So this is, honestly, the perfect pairing for James Harden and Mike D'Antoni. And the results are fantastic so far for the Houston Rockets.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to bore everybody with tales of mediocre ASU past, but, you know, he was on a team with a guy named Derek Glasser that was a pass-first point guard, very much like Steve Nash was. But he also had their number two option there was Jeff Pendergraft, who was a post player as a four. He wasn't a stretch four that, you know, helps a player like Harden do everything that he can with his game. So, yeah, you know, it's getting that square peg into the square hole. Versus forcing a square peg into a round hole. Like, you know, like Darren Sproles is a good example of a player that was really misused everywhere except when he played for Sean Payton. Sean Payton figured out how to use him where Norv Turner couldn't. And I think that that's what you've got with D'Antoni, who was a terrible coach for the Knicks. I mean, he's been a bad fit everywhere but Phoenix in his career. And now he's just got the right pieces to make his system work. I mean, it's not an orchestrated offense. It's let the best player be on the ball and, you know, orchestrate what happens on the offensive end of the court.
Well, real quickly, since we're in the NBA, the association, let's just kind of go around it a little bit. I feel like the Cleveland Cavaliers, for the most part, they kind of toy with everybody, at least in the Eastern Conference. You know, they're playing Charlotte. They're up 15. They're up 18. They go, you know, Charlotte makes a little bit of a run. They get it down to 5 or 7 or 6. And then all of a sudden, Cleveland just bats it back up to 15 or 16. And they do it without Kyrie as well. And I think that that, to me, is what's so impressive about the Cleveland Cavaliers. When they have certain guys that are really instrumental to that lineup and they're not in the lineup, it almost doesn't even seem to make a difference. And this Liggins guy, where the heck did he come from? What a ball player they have. I mean, in all honesty, sometimes when guys get hurt, it actually opens the door for other guys to really perform and play well. And that's what the Cleveland Cavaliers are doing so far, man. I feel like they toy with the Eastern Conference. I really do.
Well, you know, Kyrie being hurt a year ago, it gave Dellavedova time, and, you know, especially two years ago, he had all that time to play because Kyrie started the season on the shelf. I just think that, you know, opportunity presents itself. It's presented itself for Jordan McRae, who's another one of those, you know, 11th, 12th guys on the bench. McRae has played poorly. Kay Felder's played poorly. He got sent down to the D-League. DeAndre Liggins has stepped up. You know, this J.R. Smith thing, you know, they can't make it through the playoffs without J.R. Smith, and they can't make it through the playoffs with only two of the big three playing. And, you know, and if LeBron doesn't play, forget everything. But, you know, role players have responsibilities, and, you know, it's got to be next man up. You know, you can't expect Iman Shumpert to replace J.R. Smith, but, you know, if Liggins is going to ball out the way that he's balled out since he's gotten the opportunity, I think that it's going to be an impressive regular season, and it's going to give a guy off the bench valuable minutes to prepare him for the postseason when J.R. Smith should be back and hopefully not rusty.
Speaking of balling, man, this guy is probably the most impressive baller in the NBA right now, if you ask me. With the fact that he lost KD, Westbrook is a triple-double machine. And when he has a triple-double, they win, obviously, more often than not. But I just can't say enough about how good Russell Westbrook is and how incredible it is that he's playing with a lot of guys that, honestly, they can't create their own shot. They would be absolutely lost without Russell Westbrook. I think what my question to you is are we actually learning to appreciate Russell Westbrook more now that he's lost Durant and we see that this guy can do everything?
Well, he's got help down low. You know, he doesn't, you know, do the dirty work.
Again, Steven Adams isn't creating his own shot, though. Again, he creates shots for everybody. I hear what you're saying. Steven Adams is a great ball player, but he's not out there dribbling the ball and creating his own shot. Everything he gets is from Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, it just seems like they sold too much of the farm and they didn't get enough back in, you know, in losing, you know, going way back, James Harden, but Serge Ibaka, you know, and obviously Durant decided that it wasn't good enough for him there. You know, Russell Westbrook's a good player. I just wonder what the right chemistry of, you know, his supporting cast needs to be.
Yeah,
in order for them to be a team that can compete with San Antonio and Golden State and, for that matter, Memphis in the West.
Well, right now, as it stands, Oklahoma a little bit ahead of Memphis. They're in the 5 spot. Surprising who's in the 3 and 4 spot. Houston at 3, Utah at 4. Utah, a very young team. They're a little bit injured. Oklahoma City injured as well. No Oladipo there. So he's been playing without him, who is his second fiddle. And they showed the numbers of what Durant and obviously Westbrook were doing. And they averaged like, I don't know, it was like 55 or something like that a game. And Oladipo and Westbrook are somewhere around 45. So there's a drop off, but it's not huge. And then what that is doing, if you ask me, is giving those other guys an opportunity. The Grants, the Robersons, those guys are making shots. They're becoming bigger players, and they have to. That's what's got to happen for Oklahoma City to be competitive. That's what they got to do, man. So ultimately, right now, I personally think it's James Harden, Westbrook, LeBron, and KD. Those are your guys right now that are the best players in the NBA. Am I off? Am I right or what?
No, I mean, that's chalk, right? I mean, that's what you – if you watch the games, that's what you see.
But I'm saying in that order maybe. It might go James Harden, Westbrook, LeBron, and then Durant. Like, those guys are kind of taking a little bit of a backseat to what those guys are doing this year. Yes or no?
I can go with that.
All right, man. We got to take another quick pause for the cause. I can hear the music behind us. 2017, man. It's off with a bang, that's for sure. I know that. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports. And you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody. Keep it going.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping plus a complimentary easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last. Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping plus a complimentary easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Ball is at the 8 on a first and goal now. And Wilson going against the grain, throws, caught, and into the end zone goes Luke Wilson for the touchdown. A fade and wide open. Doug Baldwin for the touchdown. He beats Troy Hill.
Oh, boy, what a move.
Third and 11. Line does its job. Going deep downfield, getting free. Lockett, touchdown. Seattle will go to 9-4-1. The Rams will go to 4-10.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Jeff Rich, Dorfman. It is Dorf on Sports. And like you said, this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. A ton of things going on in the sports world. We didn't even get into this. I do want to hit this really quick before we get into the NFL Week 17. Ronda Rousey, man. Where does she go from here, to be honest with you, dude? She gets knocked out in that first round in like 48 seconds. Didn't even look competitive, to be honest with you, man. Where does she go? Does she quit? Is it over for her?
I think so. I was going to say, has anybody seen the new Roadhouse with her? I mean, can she act? Because she certainly can't fight anymore.
Yeah, I mean, bottom line is she's definitely lost her luster in the octagon, and women are taking care of her like nobody's business. But just wanted to get that in to let you know we are not just all about football or the college stuff. We touch on everything, but truth be told, that was not the way that I'm sure that she would want to go out. And I don't know, man, if you're a fighter, I feel like you kind of want to go out more on your terms than that kind of a thing. And that goes for boxing, that goes for, you know, martial arts, whatever. This is one of those things where she's either going to have to rebound big time or she just absolutely moves on. And it's kind of like, we'll think about her, but we'll say, wow, she was kind of a flash in the pan, you know?
Definitely a footnote in the whole world of UFC.
But at that said, man, she definitely changed the game and made it more exciting to watch women do that. Would you say yes or no?
Yeah. What would you say is the best women's sport? I mean, I tend to lean towards tennis, especially here in North America because of the way that the LPGA has been taken over by the, you know, by the South Koreans. But I don't know. Like, I'm just not a UFC person altogether, so I don't know if I could really validate or, you know, argue against you on anything about her, the popularity that she brought to the sport. She was definitely a mainstream name. I mean, she crept out of the UFC exclusive scene, and people like me who don't follow that stuff very closely know who she is. So I guess that's a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, look, again, she definitely put it on the map for women to get out there and give it their all and go out there and test their skills. So with that being said, we wish her the best of luck in whatever she winds up doing. But I don't think she's going to be hurting, to be honest with you, man. She'll have opportunities. So at the end of the day, don't feel sorry for anybody. That's what I'll always tell you about when it comes to sports. And when we talk about coaches getting fired or players getting the axe, don't feel bad for these people, man. They have an opportunity to go out and do something special. And if they choose to, more power to them. And if they choose not to use that, well, then that's their fault. Go ahead.
Speaking of people getting the axe.
Yeah.
Should the Green Bay Packers, after Sunday's action, find themselves out of the playoffs, do you bring the axe in Green Bay to Big Mike?
I'll be honest with you, man. At 4-6, when things were looking really bleak and we were scratching our head as to what the heck is wrong with this, because we've got all this talent and this and that and the other. But the truth is they were pretty banged up. And Aaron Rodgers came up with this at 4-6, said, we're going to run the table. You know what? They're pretty darn close to doing that, as we all know. The icing on the cake would obviously be winning the division, taking that from the Detroit Lions, who have pretty much had it laid out to them right in their hands, like on a silver platter. But as we've seen, this team has gotten hot, Jeff, and they're hot at the right time. So with that being said, I actually think he's done a pretty darn good job, considering the fact it looked awful at 4-6, and they had no running game. They had no running backs. They figured things out. He got creative, which is something I didn't know he was able to do, to be honest with you. So in a weird way, he's actually progressed a lot this year and shown me that when times get tough, he's actually can think outside the box, which is something he has not done. So With that being said, I actually think he's earned a pass, and I'm impressed with the job that he's done since 4-6. And I'm impressed with the whole Packers, everybody. They've all done their job. They've stood up. They've showed up like these other big, like the Big Ten teams didn't do. The Packers have shown up for 5 weeks. Let's see if they show up for another week.
What do you think about the short wick on the fuse that is Chip Kelly in San Francisco? Looks like that thing's coming to a quick end.
Look, I'd have to say the guy's an experiment. You know, Chip Kelly, he did some great things, obviously, at Oregon. But it's tough to make that transition from a college coach to an NFL coach, because I would think it's a lot very similar to what you have to do in the NBA, which is you no longer are teaching these kids because they know everything. You're managing egos. And I don't think that Chip Kelly does a good job of managing egos. When you look at the disaster that happened there in San Francisco with Colin Kaepernick and the offseason and whatnot. And again, that is his prerogative. That is his choice. He's more than free to do what he did. But I didn't see that really happening in any other organization. Did you?
Oh, no, no. So, that organization's a mess. The front office, everything there. I mean, running the best, you know, the best football coach that you've had in San Francisco in a long time, and Jim Harbaugh, out of that place. I know that he wanted to go to Michigan, but you could have kept him there. You could have righted that situation. And, you know, you go through a year of time, a couple of years of Tom Sula. You know, you're Chip Kelly, and you know you're the laughing stock of the NFL. You know, if not for the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, I mean, look, them, the Rams, the Browns—they all are struggling to figure it out.
Do you think it's fair for the Browns to pull, for Browns ownership to pull the plug on the front office after one draft and one really abysmal season that they've had?
Look, I think that they've shown repeatedly. I'm sorry to say this. I know it's your. This is your livelihood, man.
But they've shown, joy, man.
Yeah, they've shown repeatedly that they're incapable, man. I'm sorry. And I think that at a certain point, you have to cut the umbilical cord, you know, and you have to make changes. And the changes have to come from that front office. I would absolutely say, you know what, it's time for them to blow things up, move in a different direction, because they've shown year in and year out.
This is one season with this whole Moneyball, Paul D. Podesta, Sashi Brown, you know, the Ivy Leaguers, you know, Jimmy Haslam kind of stepped out of the way and let football people make these bold choices to try to approach the game differently by studying other sports, you know, because the NFL just kind of doesn't want to let them in on what they're doing to be successful, because they're happy. 31 teams are happy that the Cleveland Browns are buried at the very bottom of the NFL right now.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's they're doing things to try to make it so that the smaller markets can obviously compete a little bit more, and they will.
Markets are fine in the NFL. That's not a problem that the NFL has. I mean, Green Bay, Minnesota, Detroit, you know, those can be successful teams. Not that Detroit's been, you know, had any kind of overwhelming success in the last, you know, 40-some years, but you know, I think that the NFL caters to the middle market, the Kansas Cities. You know, it was a miracle when the Royals won the World Series. And I know the Chiefs have gone longer now, obviously, but they're in it. Denver, Colorado, that's not a big market. You know, so these smaller markets can compete in the NFL because you're not dealing with cable and population issues like you do in Major League Baseball and the NBA.
Yeah, I mean, so who's definitely in right now? The New England Patriots, the Miami Dolphins, the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Houston Texans, who, look, that division was bizarre all year long, the AFC South. I don't think the Colts ever lived up to anything. Tennessee kind of just blew it when you think about it, and it kind of fell into Houston's lap. The Cowboys are obviously in. Finishing up the AFC, you have the Raiders in Kansas City, and I think Kansas City's dangerous, man. I really do. Dallas Cowboys, the Giants are both in. So a lot of meaningless football games. However, the Green Bay Packers are playing the Detroit Lions for the division, for a playoff spot. Much depends on the Washington Redskins and their outcome of that football game. If they win, Packers got to win. If they lose, it really makes the game becomes a lot more insignificant with the Detroit Lions. Seattle's in. The Cardinals, a total disappointment. The Falcons in. I think they're dangerous too, Jeff. I really do.
The Atlanta Falcons? Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. You know, I wanted to, you know, you talked about how dangerous the Chiefs are. I like this new phenomenon that we've got going in the NFL where, you know, this guy doesn't get, you know, the number 88 or 87 or 16, and all of a sudden you have to split them out. You know, you could put those guys in the backfield. They're great athletes. You know, we've seen Andy Reid doing it with DeAnthony Thomas for a number of years. Now he's got, you know, Tyreek the Freak Hill, and, you know, we're seeing it with Ty Montgomery in Green Bay. I like this idea of putting your best athletes between the tackles and, you know, just trying to set up plays for them to, you know, to get them into space without having to throw the ball to the perimeter, especially as the weather chills as we approach the playoff season.
I'm just interested to see, you know, how everything plays out. You know, you have a couple of games that are meaningful. Otherwise, you pretty much have a lot of garbage and games that don't mean much. But you know what? There's going to be a lot of interested Packer fans. There's going to be a lot of interested Detroit Lion fans. There's going to be a lot of interested Washington Redskin fans. Let's be honest, man. And, you know, we do this every week. I have a little thing where we call Where's Dorf's Money At? And this is one of those tough weeks, I'll be honest with you, man, because you don't necessarily know what to expect out of teams because you don't know who's playing and who's not playing. So with that being said, I'm going to go with the Green Bay Packers to win on the road, take the division. They're a 3.5-point favorite on the road in Detroit. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that Stafford, his hand is a little bit messed up. The Lions, we know them to be more of a choker than guys that show up. I like to call them the lie downs. I hate to say it, but I do have some friends from Detroit, and I don't mean any disrespect, but a lot of times they just lie down and things happen and they lose. So I'm going with the Green Bay Packers, a 3.5-point favorite on the road this week. That's where my money's at, Jeff.
Okay, you know, we talked in the break, and you know, you told me your money might be going to a place that I'm not going to like. So
look, I think
Landry Jones, if you put American money, if you put real American money on Landry Jones, man, I don't know what to say.
You think the Badgers win their football game against Western Michigan?
I think they win by a lot. I think that they make a big statement.
And Penn State, you think they lose to the USC? Huh?
I think USC is a really good football team that's only out of the playoffs because of that, you know, that number 3 in the loss column.
All right, I hear that music. Means we got to take one more quick pause for the cause. And we'll be back with our parting shots. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Tannehill back to throw. Here comes the blitz. He gets it off court of the end zone.
Got it!
He make the catch. Parker.
The Dolphins
touchdown, Miami.
To take the lead.
What an unbelievable throw and catch by Devontae Parker.
I can't believe it.
Graham is winged on the right side to play fake. Here is the toss. Baldwin's going to throw back to Russell. He's got it. Touchdown, Seahawks. Are you kidding me? Doug Baldwin takes the end around to the right, stops, throws back to Russell Wilson. His first receiving touchdown of his NFL career.
Cousins straight drop on 2nd and 5. Has time, airing it deep. He's got Garcon out there. He's got it at the 30. Breaks a tackle at the 20. And he will high step his way in for the touchdown. The emphatic spike as he arrives in the end zone. And the answer from Cousins to Garcon, 70 yards for the touchdown.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package.
800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Back, final segment of this hour here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me as he is each and every week, and I do appreciate you, brother. It is week one of the 2017. Man, oh man, they all fly by. But Jeff, parting shot time, brother, you are up. What's on your mind?
You know, there's a lot of talk about whether the 4-team playoff works versus the the 1-2 matchup of the BCS, and whether or not we need to expand. I think that we're pretty good right here. You know, we've had really bad semifinal games, especially this year, but we've gotten 1-2 on the field in the last two seasons. Ohio State kind of knocked Alabama off that pedestal a couple years ago, but for the most part we're getting 1-2, and I think that these semifinal games at least validate number 1-2 as opposed to the BCS controversy we experienced in the past.
Good stuff, Jeff. Appreciate that. My parting shot, I'm pretty sure you have a feeling and an idea where it is headed. Green Bay Packers. Man, oh man, it has been an impressive run since you were 4-6. A-Raj, to complete that statement that you said about running the table, you got to do it in Detroit. And I'll tell you what, if I remember correctly, there was a serious miracle in Motown for Green Bay a year ago. So expect something very similar. A great football game, wild, and a lot of things could happen. But I do think the Green Bay Packers win, and I think that the Wisconsin Badgers get it done as well and show up. For Jeff, for Scott, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. Welcome to 2017. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.